following program has been brought to you by Koshan 555. On January 23rd in New York, Koshan 555 kicks off its 10-city national culinary competition promoting heritage breed pigs and breed diversity. The tasting event will challenge five chefs, including Brad Farmery, Peter Hoffman, Bill Telepan, George Mendez, and Sean Rembold, to prepare a menu created from five heritage breed pigs, nose to tail. Pig-loving epicureans will have a chance to sample these dishes along with wines from five different small wineries, as well as the opportunity to help select the king or queen of pork. In addition, guests will be treated to whole pig breakdown demonstrations, followed by a whole roasted heritage breed pig and dessert. General admission tickets start at $125 per person and are available at www.koshan555.com. That's www.koshan555.com.
Welcome to High Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Koshan 555. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement. From chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking food headlines, dough, and the Hot Five. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, feel free to call us. Our number here at the studio is 718-497-2128. Hot Grease is back in full effect, kicking off the first show of 2011 with food news. First up, I want to talk about the $67 million cupcake. According to Cupcakes Take the Blog, Take the Cake blog, excuse me. You guys, if you listen to Heart Grease, Nichelle Stevens has been on the show before. But Crom's Bake Shop, the country's largest cupcake chain, will go public through a $66 million merger with an investment company. The investment company is 57th Street General Acquisition Corporation. So it's expected that they're going to announce that on today. So get ready, folks. Buy your stocks of Crumbs. Crumbs is going to do this huge expansion plan, so you're going to start seeing them everywhere. I actually like Crumbs. I think they're pretty decent. So, yeah. It's not a trend anymore, y'all. $67 million cupcakes are here to stay. So that's up. Next food headlines. What do we have next? President Obama signs the food safety bill, but there's a problem. Who's gonna pay? Atlantic.com did a great post about this. Actually, Marion Nessel, professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at NYU, wrote an article on January 4th titled "Obama Signs Food Safety, But Who's Paying the Bill?" It's a very comprehensive bill to update the Food and Drug Administration's process around food safety, but it's like $1.4 billion. To put everything into place. So that's the big hope. That's the big question. So this is great news that the bill was passed. But the huge question out there is who's paying the bill. This is a story that we definitely have to keep following in 2011. Unfortunately, I don't know. I've been kind of out of the mix on the food safety bill. I know there's been a lot of discussion about this bill on Twitter and social media and the news, but this is one topic for the first time that I haven't been that involved in. So I need to catch up with my friends. So if you see any of my friends that are into food politics, send me some information about the deal with this bill. This week, the next food headline, some of you guys may know, but this week or may not know, this week marks the 1 year anniversary of the devastating earthquake in Haiti. And Haiti is still suffering. According to ABC Net and eFarming.com, I haven't seen a lot on regular news about this, but there's a huge cholera epidemic in Haiti right now. So there are thousands of people that are being affected with cholera. But the other part of it about the cholera is that it spread through water and food. So a lot of the rice is being contaminated with cholera. So a lot of farmers that are farming rice they can't do anything. They can't sell the crop. And all the crops are being affected by this. And so I'm not sure what the Food World Bank program is in the mix of this, which scares me. I'm not sure what the resolve is or how they're directing farmers in terms of food. I hear some of the things they're doing a lot of education about what to eat, which farming stuff to eat and rice stuff to eat. But there's a lot of stuff still going on in Haiti. There are over 1 million people that are still living in tents and don't have anywhere to stay. On top of, there's a huge sanitation crisis. And these crops and all this stuff has been damaged, and it's a year later. So please continue to pray. Keep Haiti in your thoughts. Stay up to date about what's going on in Haiti. I'll continue to do it right here in Hot Grease, but as of right now, the hygiene, sanitation, and the cholera is huge in Haiti. Speaking of weather, the New York Times green blog reports that the soaring food prices are directly related to extreme weather all over the world. And let's see the date. So on January 5th, New York Times blogged about the report that came from the United Nations Food and Ag Organization that food prices hit a record high last month. The food price index, quote, was 214.7 for December. Have no idea what that means, but essentially it goes on to tell about the major crops that have risen the price, and sugars, fats, and oil have risen by more than 50% since early 2009. And they're basically saying that the major contributor to this price surge has been the extreme weather events on harvest of certain crops. So if you're listening, folks, you know, basically you need to learn how to grow your own food, because food prices are going to continue to soar all over the world. If you want more information about this, I think you can go to United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or Oxfam America probably has some information on this. But it was just a quick little blog entry on New York Times Green about the rising food prices. Lastly, I have a lot of people that listen in Georgia, particularly in Atlanta. And it's snowing there. People going crazy. The whole entire city is shut down. And I thought it'd be really cool to share this last food headlines. Salon.com, their food section. Every week they do a kitchen challenge where readers submit recipes based on their theme for the week. And their theme for last week was best recipes for snow ends and other emergencies. And if you go to salon.com/food, you can put in kitchen challenge. So the winners, some of the recipes they have is the emergency chocolate dump cake, the black bean soup. There's a pasta dish as well on there, and they have a few honorable mentions. Really cool. A gratin, a peanut garlic noodle. So if you're listening, all my ATLians, go check out salon.com. Hopefully you have all these supplies at home. and get you some stuff, some food, make some really cool stuff while you're snowed in. This is food headlines, y'all, for the first week in January. We are going to take a short break and come back with more hot grease.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. If you are on Facebook or Twitter, again, we're there. We're on Twitter under HRN Updates and facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Remember show and tell in grade school? Here on Hot Grease, I am bringing back type and tell, the grown-up version of show and tell. In this segment, we shout out the latest food discovery. Type and tell today, dough. Dough, boy, my favorite new spot. It's a donut spot. It's in Bed-Stuy. Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, for people who are listening outside of New York City. It is on Lafayette, and I'm going to give you the address in a moment. But Dough is a new spot that's been open. I think they've been open about 2 or 3 months from the owners of Choice. There are like three choices in Brooklyn. There's a choice on Lafayette. There's a choice on Green, and there's a choice on Dumbo. So essentially in Dough, they have all these yeast donuts that they're making. And in the same location, they're doing all of their desserts and pastries for the other choice location. In addition to having great donuts, they have Stumptown Coffee. Mass Brother Chocolates is in there, and then like some local honey, all the cool Brooklyn, New York local food products are also in Dough. Their location actually is 448 Lafayette. They're at Lafayette and Franklin. So if you're in New York City, you can actually take the G. You can get off at Clinton Washington and walk 2 blocks. I'm ashamed to say that I've actually been in like 5 or 6 times. So I've had every single flavor of the donuts. I've had the hibiscus, which is one. The lemon poppy, hands down, is my favorite. It is a yeast donut with like this lemon poppy seed glaze. They have a chai filled donut. It's like a big donut rolled in sugar, like cinnamon sugar, and the inside was like this chai cream filling to die for. I don't like too many cream filled donuts, but I did like that one. I just smushed some of the filling out of it and kept a little bit in. But if I had to go there every single day and I was forced to choose one flavor, it definitely would be the lemon poppy seeds. The last few times I've gone, they've actually had some donut holes. So I think they're just kind of experimenting with different donut holes. But they had just a regular glaze. And then there was another like sugar one filled with something else. But dough is the bomb. I'm really big into donuts. You guys heard me talking about donuts before. I've talked about Sublime Donuts. He actually was on the show, the owner of Sublime Donuts in Atlanta. And then Donut Planet, which is in the Lower East Side, is another one of my favorite donut spots. But dough is just a few blocks from me. So dough, type and tell. So what I would tell people, if you're listening and you want to tell people about dough and you need like three or four bullets to what to tell them. First of all, I'll tell them the location that is near a train station. You can go to the G. If you're visiting from out of town, you can go to dough from any MTA stop or the bus. And then when you're done, you can walk a few more blocks and go to some of the best bars or restaurants in Brooklyn or New York City. The second thing I would tell people is do not get a glazed donut when you go to dough. You have to be adventurous. Try something different. I took a friend there and she was like, oh, I'm just going to order a glaze. I'm like, really? A glaze? No, you have to order a donut. And the next thing that you should tell people when you do your type and tell is that Stumptown Coffee is there. Some of the best coffee on the planet. Gives you a jolt. So you can get coffee, donuts. It's accessible via train, bus, and you can leave afterwards and go get more food. So that is type and tell on Hot Grease. You're going to be getting plenty more type and tells in 2011. Keep listening. We're going to take a short break.
My name is Terry, I'm so very fly, oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. And you can stare, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Terry, I'm so very.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by Kushan 555. Let me give a Southern Girls hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Bushwick in Brooklyn. Also, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Happy New Year, listeners. Maybe you have cooking at home more on your list of resolutions or goals. Well, guess what? We have the list. We have the favorite segment of the day, the Hot Five. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. In the studio, to talk five essentials or must-haves for home cooking is our guest from 2010, our last guest of 2010, Marana Berger.
I'm back.
She's back.
No time has passed.
So I know you have more than five, so we're going to combine them. So number five.
A good set of pots and pans. And by set, I mean like three.
So what three things?
You need like a good 10-inch fry pan.
Okay.
I like stainless steel. I mean, I use all clods. You don't need all clods. You could go to the Bowery, to the restaurant supply stores, and get even like a heavy aluminum like cast aluminum. It just needs to have a good thick bottom.
Okay.
And like a 6-quart stock pot so that you can make pasta, you can make soup. It's kind of versatile. It's not too big.
So do they need to get like a La Creuset?
You don't need to get La Creuset. Okay. Like, honestly, if you're just starting out, you don't need the fanciest stuff. I really think that, you know, going to Target or going to the Bowery in New York City with the restaurant supply row will get you set.
And what's the third pot or pan that the person needs?
Like a medium-sized saucepan for heating up stuff. And
do they need to get tops?
Lids would be good. Lids would be good. You could also use plates. I know Mark Bittman uses plates because he can never find
really
the right lid. So
okay, then.
You know, I know how New York City apartments are. You don't, you know.
No room. Okay.
Yeah, so multi-purpose items are key.
So number 5, pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Number 4 on Miss Berger's list.
I think it is really important to have a salad spinner.
Oh, really?
I think that not enough people have salad spinners.
I saw Jamie Oliver on, he was on something the other day, and he was saying people didn't need salad spinners, and he put the veggies in a towel and, like, took his arms and started spinning. I'm like, who the hell's going to do that?
No one's going to do that. And I think that you could get, you get a decent salad spinner for, like, under $20.
Okay.
You don't have to get the fanciest, like, stainless steel, OXO, whatever. A salad spinner is good because you don't want soggy salad.
Yeah.
And you should be eating salad, especially if you're joining a CSA.
So what else you want to combine on your number 4?
Actually, I feel like the salad spinner stands on its own.
Okay. All right, then. So number 4, salad spinner.
And you could use the bowl as a mixing bowl if you don't want to buy a set of mixing bowls.
Mm, very smart.
Yeah. Multi-purpose.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, huh?
It's true.
Number 3 on Mirena's Hot 5, must-haves for home cooking.
I think that baking sheets, or what we call sheet pans, are important. They're like jelly roll pans with, you want rims on them. So you could do, you could pretty much roast anything on it. You could roast chicken on it. You can make your roasted potatoes. You can make oven fries. It's roasted root vegetables. Just have like 2 sheet pans.
Okay.
And you'll be set. Like, you don't need a fancy roasting pan.
So technically, I'm going to say that went with number 1. So that's why I'm going to give you a few other.
Oh, my God.
For your 3. Number 3 on the high five.
Me
now. Oh, yes.
So what number are we at now?
You're at 3. You're still on number 3.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think that you need a strainer and a colander.
What size?
Sure. Nothing huge. Like a medium size. Like enough for a pound of pasta.
Okay.
I think is a good standard. And then having a fine mesh strainer is good. Like, especially if you're making rice or quinoa where you have to like rinse the grains and you don't want them to fall through the holes in the colander. So a fine mesh strainer and a colander.
Okay. So strainer and colander. Number 3 on Mirena Berger's Hot 5. Number 2 on
number
the list.
Number 2. So my favorite tool in the kitchen is the microplane grater. And I don't know that it's essential, but I use it a lot. I use it for zesting citrus. I use it for grating nutmeg. I use it for grating Parmesan. Like, once you have it, you realize that you could use it for so many things. And it was originally a carpenter's tool. It was a rasp. So
really?
Yeah.
Ah, did not know that.
So, you know, if one of your kitchen cabinets is giving you trouble, you could file that down too.
Oh, wow. See, I like that.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose.
Yes. Multi-purpose. That's what it's all about.
So are we ready for number 1 on your Hot 5?
The number 1. The absolute number 1 thing you need is a good knife. Uh-huh. And you don't have to spend $150 on a knife. I was looking it up. America's Test Kitchen, who puts out Cooks Illustrated.
I love them.
Yeah, they recommend the Victorinox, which is like $23.
Really?
Yeah. And Mark Bittman recommends going to the restaurant supply stores and getting like a plastic-handled $10. As long as it's high-carbon stainless steel, that's what you're looking for. Because then it sharpens well and it holds its It holds its edge well, and they're pretty sturdy knives, like 8 inches.
So number one, a 8-inch chef's knife. And you don't have to spend a bunch of money.
You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. Get yourself like a steel for it so that every time you use it, you just swipe it across the steel to keep the edge good. And you're set. Because I have been in people's kitchens with bad knives. And it's hell.
Yeah. A great knife would change your life.
It's true. It's like a revelation.
It really is. So, Morena, if folks are listening and they want more tips, where they want you to elaborate on your hot five, how can folks find you?
So my website is www.marinacooks.com. And my Twitter is marinacooks. And yeah, so you're
have a Facebook fan page.
I do have a Facebook fan page.
You forgot, huh?
I don't use it enough. But in 2011, I will be blogging more. I will be using the social media to its fullest capacity.
Morena, thank you for joining us on Hot Grease.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great 2011.
You too.